Countries around the world celebrate holidays and honor their statehood. The Community of Countries in Europe has one, too. In 1985, a summit of European Union leaders declared May 9th Europe Day. T.R. Reid is in the Austrian village of Fushall am See. He says it makes sense for a united continent to have its own holiday.
These countries have a single president, a single parliament, a bill of rights of their own, a court system. They have a single currency for 12 of them. They're starting to look like a country. They're borderless. You can go from the Arctic Circle to the Azores through 10 countries and never see a border guard. So if you're starting to look like a country, well, you need some symbols. So sure enough, Europe has a flag, it has an anthem, and it has a national day. That's today, May 9th.
How do they celebrate Europe Day?
Europa-tag, or El Dia de Europa, is very similar to 4th of July. They have parades, they have fireworks, bands. And then musically, this is very important, MTV in Europe is playing all European rock stars all day.
Why is it May 9th?
It's May 9th because on May 9th in 1950, Schumann, who was the foreign minister of France, gave a famous speech in which he said, hey, look, we're going to have another world war. We're going to kill millions more of us in Europe unless we get together and unify. And he said it's going to take a while, but we're going to build a single Europe. And that sort of is taken as the starting point for this EU, which has really gone very far towards unification.
And there's sort of a national anthem of Europe, too.
Yeah, well, see, one thing about Europe, you know, when they designed the currency and when they built statues, it's very hard to use somebody's queen or prime minister or their greatest general, because in Europe, one country's general probably invaded the other country a couple of centuries ago, so they don't like that. But there are a few people they can really agree on, you know, Galileo, Picasso, Claudia Schiffer, David Beckham, everybody in Europe likes them. And Beethoven is universally loved, so for the anthem, they took the choral movement from Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, you know, da 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 da, and there's just one flaw with this anthem. The text that Beethoven used didn't even mention the European Parliament or the Euro. He didn't even mention Europe, for that matter. So they're now looking for a text to sing to their anthem. They're having a Europe-wide contest to pick the text.
How is the Euro?
I think the euro is doing fantastically. It's been very popular. About 1 year from now, there will be more euros in circulation than there are U.S. dollars. And it's been an incredibly successful currency.
And there's a European Continental Congress going on?
Yes. As a matter of fact, the Europeans are writing a constitution for this new, what is it, country, union, United States of Europe. And one of the ideas in that document, it may be to create a single popularly elected president of Europe. And the odds-on favorite for that job, at least, was Tony Blair until the war in Iraq.
Are Europeans starting to think of themselves as Europeans, as opposed to Frenchmen, Brits, and Germans and the like?
Yeah, they are, particularly people who don't like their national capital, like Scotsmen don't want to think they have much to do with London, so they say, I'm a Scot and a European. Same for the Basques in Spain. So, yeah, there is a sense, and of course, Europa-tag, Europe Day, May 9th, kind of adds to that. Now, if they could just come up with an anthem to sing, they'd really be European.
T.R. Reid is the Rocky Mountain Bureau Chief for The Washington Post. He's in Austria researching his forthcoming book, The United States of Europe.